How to Prepare for Your Future by Lynette Kittle. Read by Ellie Johnson. Today's Bible verse is John 14:2. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? Are you worried about your future? If so, you're not alone. Cultural climate feeds on that fear, the fear of missing out, of being left behind, of having nothing. Yet Jesus encourages you to do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. John 14:1. You can take comfort in Jesus' reassuring words of, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Matthew 6:26. God doesn't want you to be living in fear, worried about tomorrow. Jesus said, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Matthew 6:31 and 32. Riches, positions, and possessions on earth are temporary, so accumulating stuff does not secure your future. The way to prepare for your future is explained in Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Scripture explains how there will be a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells, 2 Peter 3:13, and to look forward to it. Jesus said, my Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? John 14:2. Not only is Jesus preparing your place, he's also coming back to pick you up, stating, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. John 14:3. So even when things on earth pass away, Revelation 21:1, you will have a home. Revelation 21:3 describes all you have to look forward in your future, stating, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Revelation 21:3. The Apostle John describes your new residence in Revelation 21:2. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. Take comfort in knowing your future is already settled. So rather than letting earthly fear consume you, 1 Peter 3:14 encourages you to look forward to all God has for you by making every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. 1 Peter 3:14.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.